Yo, here's another exclusive from the Tony Sco Morning Ride
107.5 WGCI, Tony Sco in the Morning Ride on the line. Man, they killed it at the BET Hip Hop Awards Cypher. Part of Slaughterhouse, man, a legend in his own. From right up the street in Detroit, D-Town, man. Royce the 5'9", what's happening, Playboy?
What's up, what's up?
Hey,
what's
Royce. Up
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, man, let's just cut right through BS and get right to it, dog. What was the inspiration behind the Hi Rihanna? I mean, that stuff was Twitter trending topic.
Within classic.
20 seconds after you said it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was going to be like that, man. Like, I seen her overseas at a show that me and Marshall was doing because she was performing with us. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me and told me, you know, that she liked one of the songs that we did. And, you know, I'm just a regular guy from Detroit, man. I'm not, you know, I'm not famous in my eyes. I'm not famous or nothing like that. So it's not often that I see or we see a Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? So that was a big deal to me. So I expressed myself through my music, and I just decided to shoot back at her.
Did you see her response on Twitter?
Yeah, I seen it.
Nice.
She said hi to me. That was
right.
That was great.
Now, when we going to get the story about Royce the 5'9 busting down Rihanna?
Oh, man.
Wow. He's trying to be a gentleman about, yeah, like, come on,
it's
man.
It's coming,
you know.
It comes. That was cute.
How you doing in the D?
You want to get up?
You know what? I'm cool, man. I'm cool with it just being, you know, right, us saying hi to each other. That's great.
She's going to ask you to get underneath her umbrella. Don't worry about it.
Ella.
Hey, look.
Ella. Hey.
Now, you've been doing your thing with Slaughterhouse. You've been doing your thing solo for a long time, man. At this point in your career right now, what is Royce the 5'9 motivation? Because you've done all the grunt work, you've done the grind, man. Now you're getting your just dues. What do you think is your level in the game right now? What do you think your message is you're trying to get across to your fans and fans across the world?
Well, you know what? It's been a negative thing for a long time. Like, now I'm trying to put something positive out there. You know, like the BET Cypher was one of the things where I felt like, now I'm on a big stage. It's finally time for a whole lot of people to hear what I have to say. I want to say something positive. I want to be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've used aggressive content for a long time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to put something positive out there. I just want people to know different sides of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I tweet the way that I tweet. If you're not following me on Twitter, follow me. It's at Royce D-A, the number 5, the number 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to expand on my personality. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt. Let's talk about Slaughterhouse real quick. Is the unit still together? Are you guys just breaking out, doing your own separate things? When is the next big release for Slaughterhouse?
Yeah, we're very much so together. We're all focusing on that project. We're looking at a March release. Later on this year, we'll come with a single. We just dropped a leak, which is called The Illest, that we just put out, which is putting the internet on fire. It was actually trending 5 minutes after we dropped it, so that's a great thing. And we looking for great things for Shady Records in the future.
Good stuff.
Now working with Eminem, speaking of Shady Records, I mean, you know, at one point in time, you guys had y'all differences, y'all ironed that out. How pivotal is that for Midwest hip-hop, for Detroit hip-hop, so the next guys that are coming out of Detroit can look at you guys and be like, you know, Detroit is on a strong front, and they're leading the forefront. You and Eminem are leading the charge.
Yeah, I think not even just Shady Records, but I think Detroit in general. I think all the artists in Detroit, we all get it now. You know, like, we had those couple years where none of us were getting along because we were all competing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now we realize it's strength in numbers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no doubt.
Yeah, we have a very unified front now. You know, we got so many talented artists. We got Big Sean.
Right.
We got myself. You know, we got Eminem, we got D12, we got Obie Trice, we got Guilty Simpson. Like, I can name names all day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody is family. Nobody's bickering with nobody. Nobody's beefing with nobody. And I think that looks great abroad. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, yeah, it's definitely a good look.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good look for Detroit. And it kind of takes us back to the Motown era.
Not wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's where it all started. That's black music.
That's strong. That's strong. Hey, let me ask you a question. You got a song that's a favorite of mine. It's not even a rap song. I Hate Your Pants. It's one of the greatest songs ever written in my eyes. And I sing it to my little cousins. and stuff every day when I see them in their skinny jeans, and they just don't get it. What is the one thing about hip-hop that irritates you in this day and age?
It has to be the skinny jeans, man. But listen, listen.
We will never see you in skinny jeans, huh?
Never.
I hate never. Your pants.
But you know what? I do realize that it's just a trend in hip-hop. It'll okay. go away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember back in the day, we used to wear the pants with the rips in it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
The damage and the
used
exhaust.
And damaged, used and damage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just something new in hip-hop. It'll go away. I have nothing against people who wear skinny jeans.
Way to keep beef the fan base.
My beef is with the actual jeans. Like, okay. I have a problem with the jeans, the fabric.
Right.
Wow.
I just feel like if you're a man and you have to lay on the bed and pull your jeans up.
Yeah, if you could just, if I could just throw the jeans on the bed and just punch the jeans, I'd do that.
Wow.
I don't have any problem with the human being that's wearing the jeans.
So you've been in this for a while. You did some ghostwriting for people, right?
Yeah. Like I wrote on the Chronic 2001. I wrote okay. The Message featuring Mary J. Blige. I wrote Tell Me on Diddy's album featuring nice. Christina Aguilera. Yeah, I've been around for a minute.
Hey, man, are we going to see Royce da 5'9 in any movies, anything? You got anything else on your plate, man, other than music?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what? I'm really going to work hard with perfecting the rapping part of my career.
Okay.
And then I'll probably take it from there. I'm not a good multitasker.
Okay, so. I feel you. So you yeah. one thing at a time for you.
Yeah, one thing at a time. You know, we got plenty of time.
That's right.
So, you know, I hate to do this to you, seeing as they just kicked our ass, man, but we're going to have to make a little bet on that next Detroit Lions Bears go around again, dog. I'm really upset about
that. What's that, the Lions and Packers?
The Lions and the Bears. It's Chicago. You know, y'all just got us. So the next go around, we're going to have to call you up and get a little wager. You and my man Foolish and Coco that's out there.
But you ain't watched the last game in Detroit?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all right. We coming
well,
back.
Well, I know y'all glad the basketball season about to lock out.
Yeah, get them on the Pistons. You say listen, what now? Listen. You say what now?
Listen, oh, yeah, okay. listen. Just let us have our little moment, man.
All right. Never get a moment. Now
we are so mad at you right now.
Y'all want to bet and do all that? Like, come on, man.
I ain't gonna
come
hate
on,
man.
The Lions is 5-0. Let us do us.
Man. Matter of fact, speaking, we talking about Detroit Lions being 5-0. Shout out to my man Royce da 5'9. I appreciate you stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you, man.
Score in the morning, Ryan.
Thanks
man.
A lot, Royce.
Right. I love and appreciate y'all, man. Thank
love you
for
back,
all the
babe.
Support, man.